This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Scott Bywater here, and I want to make a statement that may be controversial to some, but the statement I want to make is that closing the sale is overrated. You see, most sales techniques, or most, you know, sales closing techniques, they're designed to help you overcome a lack of status. But the way to get much, much, much better results is to do three things. Number one, get the right leads into your funnel. Number two, position yourself and your business as an authority. And number three, qualify hard. If you do all those three things, you're going to get far, far better results than you will ever get from learning the latest 347 clever closes. Because think about it. The number one thing is, like, I've got leads that can be worth $2,000 to me, and then I've got clients who've been worth, you know, $400,000 to me. Now, where am I better off investing my attention? Obviously, on the sort of clients that can be worth far, far more to me. So if I do that and I get, you know, my, if I do that, I'm getting the right people into my funnel. The other thing is, often you'll be in a sales call or a sales position, and yeah, in terms of the positioning, you know, the positioning side, if you're not well positioned, then people are skeptical. They're going to have lots of objections. They haven't read about you. They don't really understand what makes you unique. They see you as just the same as the competition. So they're naturally going to want to price shop you. And they naturally want to be able to get the best deal of you. And they're naturally going to be skeptical of you. But if you can have your move towards as far away from the normal salesperson as possible, and as far towards being the sharp, you know, the sharp sort of almost like the cardiac surgeon, the well-respected cardiac surgeon, then sales becomes far easier. And then I believe at the front end, you want to qualify hard. You want to make sure the person has the right has enough money to deal with you straight up front. You know, you want to know that they're the decision maker straight up front. You want to know what their big picture is. You know, what are they looking to achieve? You want to make sure you have a unique selling proposition that actually matters to them. So you want to make sure all of these things are in place, so that by the, and you want to make sure there's urgency. You want to make sure that they're ready to do something now, that they just can't wait. It doesn't really matter if they wait 12 months or 2 years or 3 years or whatever, that they're ready to make a decision and bite the bullet, you know, as soon as possible. So that's really important. So if you do that, now obviously at the end of it, you need to close the sale. But if you do it right, yeah, it may be as simple as saying, you know, can I help you with that? Or, you know, should we get started on Monday or Wednesday? Or who should I make the invoice to, or whatever? And it'll flow far, far more easily at the end of that process. So really encourage you to think about that. Yeah, if you're having to really, really sell at the end and come up with all these closing techniques, try changing your approach and think, how can I do the marketing right first to make selling, you know, to make the closing far less important? Because if you do that, you're going to enjoy the process much, much more. But also, your clients are going to enjoy the process so much more as well. So it's a win for you. You'll make more money in less time and waste less time with tire kickers. And it's a win for your client, because they're going to be making good use of their time, and they're more likely, you know, more likely to go forward, and therefore they're more likely to help themselves.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out ShortcutMarketingTips.com.